7521 northbound at Prescott.
7521, did we really talk to you once?
Not really picking up, this is 7521, I'm not really picking up what you're saying, over.
Did we already talk once about this call?
Okay, I'm getting garbled speech, I honestly don't know what's being said here. So I'll tell you a message, maybe you'll pick it up from me. Lady said there's a guy, as I'm pulling out of Hollywood, she said there's a guy in the northbound 75 shelter, a transient who thinks he might want medical care. She wasn't really sure, but that's what I've got for you, over.
Okay, did she give you any description at all?
Negative, she didn't, but I know who it is. He calls for an ambulance all the time there at that shelter. He likes to have the fire truck and the ambulance show up, so I know who the guy is that she's talking about. He's there every night in the shelter, over.
Okay, so you've left the situation, you can't get confirmation from him, and she wasn't sure, correct?
I think she said he felt he wanted an ambulance or something, but I mean, the details are sketchy. Over.
Okay, copy, thanks. I'll give it to 911 that way.
One other question, are you there still, over?
Go ahead.
This is 7521. I have a transient on the bus, and the smell is so severe. People are really upset by it, and it's kind of difficult to drive. I've never smelled anything like it. It could be a biohazard. I don't know, but it's really, really bad. What should I do? Over.
Ask him to leave. That's quite all right. If he doesn't do it, I can call the police.
You're saying I do have permission to ask him to leave. Is that correct? Over.
Yes, you do. It's a health hazard, yes.
Over.
And let me know what happens, please.